Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and this is a Just Us Geeks interview with Christian Jacobs.
What's going on, Josh?
I'm really excited about Christmas with the Aquabats, and so are the folks who check out our stuff. Mainly, for me personally, mainly just because of Krampus, but, you know, that's just me. Can you tell me a little bit about the episode?
Well, you know, Christmas with the Aquabats, we had to do something a little bit, you know, out of the ordinary. And, we've been fans of the Krampus tale for a while and just thought that, growing up, the traditional Santa Claus narrative where, you know, you better not pout, you better not cry, or, you know, you better be good or you're not going to get a gift. It just seems like that's kind of gone out the window a little bit. And you know, you hear about the Krampus and the tradition there that if you're not good, not only are you not going to get a present, but you're going to get beat up by the Krampus and maybe taken away and baked in a pie or something. It's terrifying. So of course we've, you know, been, chomping at the bit to do, ever since we got the green light to do the show a couple years ago, we've always been kind of angling towards when are we going to do the Christmas episode? Hands down, we were always, intending on bringing the Krampus to the kids, you know, and introducing the Krampus to kids, which, you know, Krampus is kind of a, it's in the ether right now, and people are kind of fascinated by it, especially here in the States, because it's so bizarre from what we kind of grew up with, the like Coca-Cola Santa Claus and the like department store, you know, just everything is very homogenized and safe, and you know, a Christmas devil, it definitely turns up the juice.
Right.
So,
you know, for...
The episode basically revolves around that. I don't know if you've actually seen it or got a chance to preview it or not, but the Aquabats were on our way to a Christmas tree lighting ceremony to play some songs and bring in the, you know, turn on the electricity, so to speak, at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And of course we get lost and we stop in a town to ask directions. And little do we know that this town has actually been taken over by the Krampus, and Christmas is illegal. It's like Christmas is a dirty word. We're not allowed to say it. So, we find that out the hard way.
Right. Okay. Good deal. I'm just so interested in you because of everything that you do. I mean, the Aquabats, incredibly successful show. You guys have been together for a long time and now you have this great TV show, you know, as well as Yo Gabba Gabba. How do you do all this? I mean, you must have some super great people around you to help you do all this. But
absolutely. I mean, for sure. I mean, we're only as good as the team around us, and you know, especially Gabba, amazing people. And you know, a lot of the people that work on Yo Gabba Gabba work on the Aquabats show as well, and we share people on the show. We haven't actually been in production on Yo Gabba Gabba for a couple of years now. The last shows we shot were 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago. And so during these last 2 years, we've been able to, you know, do a lot of the Aquabat shows, which has worked out really well because, like I said, a lot of the crew and people that we work with on Gabba that are amazing get to work on the Aquabats. And really, it has been a team effort. You know, we've all kind of had the vision to do these shows, and I think I'm the lucky guy that gets to talk about it in interviews, but I definitely have to, you know, have to credit the team, and, you know, not to go to football metaphors or anything, but you're really only as good as your team, you know? And right. So, these shows, just, you know, Dabba and the Aquabats, we probably could have made them a long time ago, but, you know, just by myself, it would have been no good at all. So, again, I credit the, you know, producers on both shows and all the creative team and the special effects guys and animators. There's just so many of the musicians and, you know, working with the band so closely. And it's been a dream come true, because it's like, you know, you set off on a quest with a bunch of your friends and you gain some more friends along the way. And then pretty soon you're doing exactly what you set out to do. And it's a little surreal. Because, you know, on one hand, it's been a goal to make the Aquabat show for so long that it doesn't feel real. And yet at the same time, we're doing it, and it doesn't feel like it's taken that long at all. And it's very, like, you know, a conflict of emotions, you know. Like, it's so fun to work with the friends. But anyway, long story. I'll cut my answers down, but it's definitely a team, and I have a great support group at home. My wife and kids love what we're doing, and I really credit my wife's support to me being able to do this and kind of living out kind of Peter Pan dreams. Like, I want to go and make this crazy show and do this kid shows, and you know, because it's risky and it's not 100% stable what we're doing, but definitely is fun. And
right.
And we get to get a chance to work with so many friends and family. And so, you know,
well, is the father of a 3-year-old girl, I just have to say thank you repeatedly over and over and over for giving me a television show that I can watch with my child that doesn't bore me and doesn't drive me insane, because, you know, there are people that I know on there too. And, you know, then it's, I think probably in our house, probably our favorite episode of Yo Gabba Gabba is the episode with Jack Black, mainly because she just loves how Jack is. And then, you know, we are other places and she sees these people and are able to understand, you know, pop culture references as a 3-year-old. It's pretty interesting how you guys are able to create, you know, informative and, you know, current children's program. And at the same time, you know, with the Aquabats, create a TV show that it's just fun and that people don't make anymore. You know, I mean, with the Aquabats, it's a lot like some of the shows that I grew up with in the 90s, but people just don't make anymore, and it's just fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you mention that, because, you know, with Gabba, a lot of times we put people on the show that we're big fans of, you know, Jack Black and Biz Markie and Mark Mothersbaugh, and
right.
Talking with Mark, you know, Mark from Devo, and he'll say, he goes, I get recognized more now than I ever did in all the years I was in Devo.
Oh, wow.
I get recognized by kids. Like, he's like, I'll be walking by in the airport and kids will go, mommy, you're Gabba Gabba. And parents will come up to me and want to take pictures with me and their kids. And he's like, it's the craziest thing. You know, he's in, we're talking about Devo. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's pretty insane that Mark, you know, Mark, he's blown away too. He can't believe it, but it's pretty cool. And, you know, that in itself, I think shows you, how smart kids are. You know,
mm-hmm.
If Mark Mothersbaugh was walking through an airport, I don't know how many people would recognize him, but kids can pick it up, you know,
right.
Kids can pick it up. And I think going back to the initial idea of making shows that we can watch with our kids, I feel like the shows we grew up watching, especially back in the late 70s and early 80s, it was just kind of at the dawn of when they, started to like compartmentalize and say, okay, we're going to make this show just for this age group. And then it was cable. It really exploded. So you go to like these preschool channels or something, and really all the programming is just for this age group, you know, just right. for the 3-year-olds. And we grew up watching shows that they wanted to, you know, get advertisers. So they had to get ratings. So they wanted the most people to watch the show that they could, right?
Right.
So family programming. So all these shows we grew up watching, like Sesame Street, The Muppet Show, Donnie and Marie, like whatever. all sitcoms, you know, Different Strokes and Alf, or, you know, whatever it was. Everything had to have, like, had to be inclusive. You had to include everybody.
Right.
And nowadays, because, you know, there's so many channels and there's so much, like, scientific saturation of and manipulation of numbers, and how do we, you know, just manipulate this age group to buy and plant seeds for buying. You know what I mean? Like, it's way less organic. It's way less
yes.
inclusive. Everything is really mapped out and tested, and I think with YoGabba and the Aquabats, we're able to kind of avoid all that and do things a little outside the system and
right.
make a show that both shows are way more inclusive to a wider audience, to, you know, dads and moms that are our age that have kids that they can sit and watch the show with their kids. And that was definitely by design. I think we've been really lucky that we were able to kind of navigate around the machine that, you know, takes really creative ideas and then puts a lot of worry and stress on them. And
right.
It says, okay, this show is not going to be appropriate for a 5-year-old, or, you know, we're making kids shows. You need to take the 35-year-olds or the 40-year-olds out of it. You know, this joke doesn't make any sense to a 10-year-old. Like, we've kind of been able to navigate around that. So definitely by design, we're big fans. You know, we're big fans of pop culture, of music and art, and we want to make stuff that we can sit down and laugh right alongside with our kids. And even if there's, you know, multiple layers of, you know, humor or sarcasm or irony, kids might not catch right away. Kids are still smart. And I think, you know, all those old shows like Batman or Rocky and Bullwinkle that were working on a lot of different levels of camp and
right.
and fun, we still loved them. I still love those shows. And I get them even more now. I totally get all the jokes. And it's even better. It's even better. So why not continue on in that tradition? That's like making shows for everybody.
Right.
Because that's, I think, great about what was great about television and should be great about television is, you know, it can be such a great thing for bringing people together. Sitting around and watching stuff together, you know, some of my best memories are watching TV with my dad or with my parents or with my whole family, and all of us laughing and watching and, you know, getting popcorn out. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's not just a whole lot of that anymore, and that is definitely one of the great things about your programming, you know, and it's creative, and, you know, I mean, obviously Yo Gabba Gabba is in a different vein than the Aquabats, but it's programming that kids, I think, will come back to years from now and look at and be like, wow, you know, I didn't get that, or I still remember this, or... You know, I think it's very, it's programming that is educational and informative and that kids just need. You know, I mean, there's so much out there pointed at a kid now about the type of toy that they play with, about the type of music that they listen to, that, you know, I think sometimes because these kids are so smart, folks just tend to, well, you know, why do you need to have fun? You know, it's nice
right,
to just
right.
have fun.
Exactly. It's lighthearted. It's fun. It doesn't take itself seriously. And definitely both shows, encourage you to keep that child inside of you alive. You know, keep the child discovery inside and have fun and don't take yourself so seriously. Like, you know, these are the things that lead to big problems in our world. Like when people stop having fun, and they start getting angry and they start pointing fingers, like everything that goes against what we're trying to teach in our shows, like that's what creates problems, you know, and people stop loving each other. They stop trying to have fun, including other people, you know, and they're shutting other people out. And we're living in a world, in that world, and we're in that kind of paradigm shift where, you know, people are cooling off really quickly, and we need to keep people warm and fun and loving, and that, we try to put that in both shows. You know, they're both fun, they're both silly, but there's also a lot of love in them,
right?
Because they come from a place of joy and a place of a very fond, you know, place, and that's, you know, family and love and fun and togetherness. And you know, we couldn't make the show without our team, and we couldn't make the show without our families. And it's that kind of like energy we want to put into the things we think. So,
Christian Jacobs, thank you so much for your time, man. It's been a pleasure. We look forward to the new season of the Aquabats and to hearing more from you and our friends at the Hub.
Awesome. Well, we got some more episodes coming out on the Hub too. I think Crystal can give you the info, but we got the Shark Fighter episode coming up and Kitty Litter episode coming up, and hopefully the Krampus episode, the Christmas Krampus episode, won't be too scary for your 3-year-old. So,
oh no,
he's kind of freaky. I'm telling you right now.
That's okay.
My four year old seen the rough cut, and he's a little like, I don't think I want to watch that one again.
Give him a couple years, he'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Get over it.
Thank you so much, man. Have a good day.
All right, man. Cool, Josh. Thanks.
This has been a Just Us Geeks interview.